So before Elaine gets to ask us some questions, we thought we'd actually start by asking Elaine some questions in a kind of what we call rapid fire style. So we're going to put 6 minutes on our countdown clock, and we're going to just fit in as many questions as we can in that time. Elaine, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Sean, you want to ask the first question?
All right. Did you grow up religious?
I grew up multi-religious. So my dad is Jewish. He grew up in Israel and moved to the United States in 1955. My mom grew up Methodist on a farm in Kansas. And so in the early part of my childhood, I went to a religious school at a Reformed Jewish congregation. And then there's kind of an empty spot. And then we started going to UU Church when I was 14. And that was a big deal in a good way.
But we'll get to hear more about that later. My next question, what's the hardest question your kids ask you?
Oh, what a great question. My daughter keeps asking me why we are hurting the earth. And that's a really hard question to answer.
This might be another hard question or an easy question. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Dark chocolate.
Ooh.
Great answer. What's different between being a hospital chaplain, which I know you were serving as before, versus a congregational minister?
In a congregation, you get to know people and you're with them for the long haul. And if you're really lucky, you get to be with them just through a significant arc of their lives. And so then when you come into those moments of closer, more personal ministry, you know each other, there's a sense of trust. It's not ministry with somebody you just met.
So you said earlier that you are a breakfast, you like going out for breakfast. What's the thing that if you could only get that one thing for breakfast for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Okay, I'm just going to describe what's coming into my head. It's some kind of egg scramble. There is guacamole. There are multiple salsas. There's a salsa buffet. There's a toasted English muffin and potatoes and coffee that never gets cold with cream.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I could take some of that right about now. All right. What's one thing you can't live without?
One thing I can't live without, a pillow is what is coming into my mind. A pillow to rest my head on.
That's awesome.
How do you pray? Do you pray?
I pray in lots of ways. I do talking out loud sometimes, which feels like partly talking to God and everything and also talking to myself. I also do centering prayer, which is basically a contemplative, meditative, silent prayer practice. Those are probably the two main ways that I pray. And I feel like I don't know what I'm putting out there, but it has a huge impact on myself and how I step forward into the next moment.
All right. This is a question actually that my son likes to ask me basically every day. So for you, if you were a professional athlete, what sport would you play?
Oh, I am really bad at sports.
This is not, he doesn't count that. It doesn't matter. You just get to say what would be the sport you would choose to play.
I would do long distance walking.
That's awesome.
Like speed walking or just like ultra walking?
You know, I would do, ultra walking sounds painful. So I'm going to go with speed walking or maybe walking with some obstacles or speed hiking, competitive hike, fun hike.
Competitive fun hiking is a new sport that we will begin practicing at Foothills next week. In a related question, what gives you hope?
What gives me hope is the ingenuity of human beings and our capacity for empathy.
All right. It's a fun game to play too. If you couldn't be a minister, what job would you have?
I've often thought that I would love to be some kind of professional greeter. This isn't, I don't know that I'm describing a real job, but I would love to be in some place. I think this is a real job where people come in and I get to say hello and help orient them and answer any questions and get them off in the right direction.
Like a life greeter.
A life greeter. Yeah.
What's something that people sometimes get wrong about you?
You know, when I was in middle school, sometimes kids would ask me why I was always happy, and I didn't know what they were talking about. I think I smile a lot. I like to smile and laugh. I like to have a good time. And I think sometimes that might make me seem like I'm not having the whole breadth of human emotions and experiences. I think that might not happen so much in a church context, but sometimes I think my just meeting you joy maybe doesn't show the whole range of experiences I have.
Okay, 2 seconds. Do you love Fort Collins?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes, yes. Love it.
All right. Thank you so much, Elaine. That was fabulous. We actually got through a lot of questions, more than I was thinking. So that was fabulous.